Earlier this summer, Wrangell's Borough Assembly approved a new waste disposal contract for the community. It's with the same company, but bumps up the cost of shipping Wrangell's garbage down south by more than 30%.
We're beholden to another company, a private company, for our, transportation and disposal of garbage.
Tom Waiter is Wrangell's Public Works Director.
And whether it's, AML with shipping or, Republic with container ownership or the actual disposal costs, we're seeing massive increases in those sectors here over the last 3 years, basically since the start of COVID. That's brought up a number of its own challenges.
An island like Wrangell has limited space, especially for waste storage or disposal.
One of our biggest disadvantages here in Wrangell is we no longer have an open landfill. And so a handful of the other communities, they still do have some resemblance of a landfill, and they're able to get rid of, the construction debris and some of those things that we are now shipping out. And so I think that they're able to save some money that way.
Wrangell's landfill was closed in 2011. It's now a grassy hill behind the waste transfer station where the town's garbage is baled up and packed into containers for its long trip down south by sea and rail. Waiter says under the new contract, it'll cost Wrangell upwards of $5,000 to send each container of trash down south.
And that is just the expense, just the contract for our transportation and disposal. That doesn't include any of our collections, any of our upkeep on, the baler or the equipment or staff or anything like that. That is just the shipping and the disposal.
Wrangell tried to shop around to get a better price for waste shipping, but its longtime contractor, Republic Services, still had the best rate for the community. Waiter says he believes there are several reasons for the increases.
Number one, there was rail strikes and port worker strikes in Washington and other places, and, saw pretty big increases to labor costs in those two sectors. The cost of fuel and the cost of shipping and everything else has gone way up in the last 4 or 5 years. And, we're seeing the downstream trickle effects of those things.
In an emailed statement, Republic confirmed the contracted rate increase will cover increases in fuel, barge, and rail costs. As Wrangell's Assembly approved the contract, Assemblymember Jim DeBord said solid waste disposal is just another area getting hit by inflation.
I'm going to kind of repeat this with every project, because I don't think the general public comprehends how much we are getting slammed on not 2 or 3 or 4% increases, but 30, 40, 50, 60%, 100% increases across the board on every project and everything like this. So I just kind of want to point that out, that, it's a 33% increase from 2018, and inflation obviously isn't very transitory right now. And this is something we're stuck with on every project. But I hear people complain about, where's my tax dollars go? Well, it's taking a lot more money to do a lot less services right now.
For the immediate future, Waiter says increased garbage shipping rates won't be directly passed on to customers. The borough raised nearly every utility rate in town on July 1st after large increases the previous year as well.
I think we're still in okay shape for this year. We did do another rate increase this year. I am hopeful that we are able to basically, have that covered under what rates have been raised this year. We're doing everything we can, to not continue raising rates on users.
Wrangell is part of an organization called the Southeast Alaska Solid Waste Authority, or CSWA. It's a regional agency that aims to reduce solid waste costs in Southeast.
Garbage is a problem everywhere. Everybody produces garbage. And, in Southeast Alaska, it is especially challenging because once you run out of landfill space, there's not a lot of private land around to develop, a new landfill or anything like that. And so, the alternative is to ship it somewhere else. So it is definitely a regional issue.
Waiter says he sees some hope in utilizing the collective bargaining power of Southeast communities and CSWA to find other solid waste solutions.
In the past, it has negotiated, more specifically with household hazardous waste contracts and different things like that to, essentially set a template for the individual communities and basically establish, more of a fixed rate with a company to do that, so that we're not all having to go out and bid these things for each individual community, because especially in a small place, like there's just less resources than what you have in bigger towns and bigger communities.
CISWA meets monthly, and Wader says the organization is exploring a state grant that could fund a reevaluation of how solid waste is handled throughout the region.
This has been done in the past by this organization. And the last time it was done, it was determined that, you know, the best option was to continue working with, you know, a landfill in the lower 48 and shipping our trash down. And so that's kind of what most people have been doing. What can't be landfilled, you know, is being shipped south from here, and most of the other communities are doing that.
To that end, Wrangell has also lined up its next contract renewal with when Ketchikan and Petersburg will also be renewing their contracts in 2 years.
You know, the goal here is to basically time as many communities at the same time as we can, because that is ultimately going to give us, you know, the best bargaining power in trying to work with these bigger companies that are handling the waste stream, you know, across the whole region.
Wader says getting a large community like Juneau on board would be a game changer. The capital generates more trash than the rest of Southeast combined.
But that being said, you know, we're still kind of in early stages of trying to figure out what that would look like and how we could team up and basically have some of those negotiations to try to keep rates low and try to advocate for companies working with us to, you know, not burden people living here so harshly.
The potential cost of a new landfill takes that solution off the table for Wrangell. Wader says a new facility could cost between $15 and $20 million, but he remains optimistic. He hopes there could be a larger solution, maybe a regional processing facility or federal support for a regional landfill. As the community looks toward the next potential extension of its waste disposal contract in 2 years, Wader says he does have some major concerns. One stipulation of a renewed contract could be Wrangell taking ownership of a couple dozen trash containers, a potentially massive storage and logistical issue with a month-long turnaround on containers as they travel south and back to the island.
We can only store like 1 to 2 days of trash at the facility. That's just all we have room for. And so, you know, we have to keep the operation running, basically, in order to keep up with our trash stream.
And Wrangell's Public Works Department is working to find other local efficiencies. It's got a loading dock project designed that will help load baled trash into containers more safely and tightly, potentially reducing the cost per container of trash. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.